So what's the latest thing you've baked?
I just did banana muffins with a caramel beer glaze.
I make banana muffins, but they never have a caramel beer glaze.
You know what? Sometimes you just get a little creative.
Yeah. I think people are turning to comfort food right now. And I think people are eating a lot more meals at home. I'm noticing I'm running my dishwasher a lot more, so I know I'm cooking more. So what can you suggest for comfort food that isn't boring?
Well, you see, everybody tends to have magazines that have recipes in them, right? And if you're really just looking to spice things up, just start going through some of those old recipes. And then the other thing you could do for comfort food is just think back to the things that you enjoyed as a kid. For me, a few weeks ago, I had a memory of making donuts at the cottage that we had out in just outside of Matheson. So I ended up making donuts one day. When it comes to comfort food, it's one of those things where it's very personal to each individual. So maybe while mac and cheese might be something that, you know, one person turns to for comfort food, it could be a freshly baked batch of brownies for somebody else.
I saw somewhere that bread baking has skyrocketed since people are in physical distancing. Have you baked much bread?
I actually did bake a loaf of bread a couple of weeks ago. I'm not much of a baker, so it's kind of fun to just do different little things that, you know, kind of take me outside of my comfort zone. And I've noticed that when I do go out to do my groceries on a almost biweekly basis now, it seems that it's a lot harder to find things like flour and yeast. But for people who do want to go the recipe route for making their own bread, why don't you just make your own yeast instead of having to source it out? You can do that.
How do you make your own yeast?
How do you make your own yeast?
You can do it with potatoes. You can do it with flour. Basically, you got to remember, yeast is a live organism, so you just got to get that culture going. And, I mean, if you do a sourdough starter, keep that in a mason jar, you can just keep going to that for months.